Hello, my name's Roger Watson, and welcome to the Jan Podcast. These occasional podcasts will be a miscellany of my reflections on working as an editor-in-chief, some hot topics in academic publishing, and occasional contributions from guest editors. This is the Jan Podcast of
13th of July 2018. PubPeer. Never heard of it? You have now. This is Roger Watson, the editor-in-chief of the Journal of Advanced Nursing, and this is my entry to Nurse Author and Editor in 2016, Volume 26, Issue 1, and it's number 2 in that issue. PubPeer is nothing if not controversial. Until the editor of Nurse Author and Editor asked me to look at it and comment, I'd never heard of it. Described in terms of its threat in his editorial Vigilante Science, Michael Blatt, editor of Plant Physiology, described it as the most serious and described it as a brand of vigilante science. Strong words when juxtaposed with PubPeer's own description on its About page as seeking to create an online community that uses the publication of scientific results as an opening for fruitful discussion among scientists. This notion of PubPeer as vigilante has been emphasised recently by a posting on Retraction Watch by its founders, where they posted a retraction to their own advice about dealing with suspected unethical practice by authors. Instead of alerting editors and asking them to manage the issue, which would be in line with the Committee on Publication Ethics guidelines, they say that those who suspect unethical practice should contact the author's institution directly, and they also advise the use of PubPeer. So what is PubPeer? PubPeer is a facility for online post-publication comment on scientific articles. The landing page for PubPeer introduces the venture as the Online Journal Club, with a large search box where articles may be found using a range of parameters, such as the digital object identifier, the PubMed ID, and keywords or author names. A browser extension is also offered for download, which allows you to see PubPeer comments on PubMed and the journal website. Below the search box is a range of links, including About, the PubPeer blog, and a list of journals. Naturally, I searched my own journal, Journal of Advanced Nursing, which is listed and under which there appears three entries. The facility to find a journal is quite clumsy, as journals cannot be found by name using the search facility on the landing page and can only be found by scanning a list of several hundred journals. However, for a casual encounter such as mine, the list is quite useful, as the number of entries related to any journal is given in brackets. It appears that the list is only populated by journals which have PubPeer comments and thus can be expected to grow. A quick scan of the list suggests that the majority of journals have only a single entry, but some have impressive entries in double figures. Presumably, some of these superficial statistics are related to the number of articles published by a journal, and, as is clear by clicking on a journal and being taken to the entries, some of these are multiple comments on the same article. The way PubPeer works is that the article authors are automatically informed if a comment about one of their articles appears on the website, and PubPeer attempts to get the first and last authors to reply. It was very hard to tell from my cursory inspection of comments just how often authors took the opportunity to reply. It was clear, however, that most of the comments were negatively critical of published articles, and the anonymity of the comments compounded the issue of identifying the commenters. Otherwise, the blog seems to be entirely populated by PubPeer, and thereby is mainly an apologetic for the existence and modus operandi of the site. Contained therein is a history of PubPeer, open letters to editors, and a justification of the anonymous nature of the operation. If you click on their press link on the landing page, you're taken to the logos of a wide range of newspapers, magazines, and scientific journals where comments on PubPeer have appeared. It is clear by clicking on some of these lists that they have come under legal pressure to lift the anonymity of specific commenters. PubPeer has existed for little over 2 years and it's beginning to gather momentum in terms of the number of entries on its pages. However, these are early days and the influence of its efforts are hard to gauge. Being unaware of the site, I've obviously never had anyone bring a PubPeer comment on any article to my attention. My guess is that this will change. The facility and the temptation to make anonymous comments on published articles will be too much to resist for many. Moreover, along with other sites such as Retraction Watch, high on sensitivity but low on specificity, we can expect a great deal more naming and shaming over poor science and unethical publishing practices. I'm an avid follower of Retraction Watch and will undoubtedly visit PubPeer regularly, but these ventures still make me uncomfortable. They are unofficial and unelected and represent nobody. The influence of Retraction Watch, which has ended careers, is undoubted, but not until I draw what I think is an excellent article to someone's attention and they reply, "But have you seen the comments in PubPeer?" will I know that this has made its mark and is here to stay.
This podcast was produced in association with youpublicationslimited.com. Do, 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 do.